Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, do you want to get better at shooting without spending money on ammo or time at the range? Well, you're going to love the technology that is Mantis X. 94% of shooters, they improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. Now, Mantis X is an at-home training system that you use with your own gun. It's called dry fire practice. It's high tech, but very simple to use, and it gives you real-time feedback on your shooting technique. You simply attach it to your gun. It takes seconds. You download your easy-to-use app. You follow the instructions, and you're good to go. You can use it at home. You can use it at the range. Even the Marines, the Army, Special Forces, they all use Mantis X to become the most effective force in the world. Mantis X is military technology, but all at a very affordable price. So be a responsible gun owner, increase your competence and confidence today with Mantis X. You're going to be amazed at how quickly your shooting will improve while saving a ton of money on ammo. Now just go to their website. It's MantisX.com. That's M-A-N-T-I-S-X.com. All right, thanks, Scott Shannon. Hour two, Sean Hannity Show, toll free. Here's our number. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Big part of yesterday is the Manhattan DA, who we played yesterday, ran on a platform to get Trump, not unlike the Attorney General of the state of New York. But it now sounds like, and you got to look at this guy. This is the guy that, you know, supports no bail laws. This is the guy. You can be on video beating the crap out of New York City police officers, and don't worry, you get to get out of jail free, flip the press and every New Yorker the bird, and then, you know, leave that sanctuary city for the sanctuary state of California. You can't even make this up. You know, this is a guy with a history of coddling the worst criminals in New York City, and has made it pretty much an unlivable city for most people. And this is an attempt to get the Republican nominee for president, where, you know, this is a case that goes back 8 years, as we have been pointing out. This is a case whose statute of limitations have run out. And if you look at, it's a state where falsifying business records in the state of New York, the city of New York, that's a misdemeanor. Unless they can prove it was done with intent to commit or conceal another crime. And this guy's not even brought that up. And that's where we now find ourselves. So he runs on a platform, get Trump. And the indictment has nothing specific in it. Now, if you really look at this, and I thought Jonathan Turley's piece really nailed this yesterday, and Bragg's case relies on a possible federal crime that the DOJ decided not to charge Donald Trump with, because they knew the case was too weak to bring forward. And when they tried a similar case, that being the case of former presidential candidate, former Senator John Edwards, it didn't work out well for them. And Bragg last year downgraded 60% of all felonies in New York, giving lighter sentences to many of the violent felons. But of course, this is Donald Trump, and it's a two-tiered justice system and a weaponized justice system. So what do you expect? So the statute of limitations for this case have run out, and it's not a felony, and they'll bring it up, an 8-year-old case, 203 days before the presidential election. Oh, I'm sure the timing is a mere coincidence. Anyway, here's Jonathan Turley saying the more cases against Trump, the less justice we receive as people. Listen to this.
Well, the more cases against Trump, the less justice we receive as a people. You know, the opponents of Trump would have been far better off with just one case, the Mar-a-Lago case. That's based on real law, real precedent. One can disagree with the interpretations, but it's not a reach in the sense of this case. This case is creating something. It's creating a criminal code just for Trump. You know, you have a misdemeanor whose time has expired. The statute of limitations ran out, and it was revived in this rather curious way. He's effectively arguing that Trump was filing false business records through his counsel to hide a federal crime. But it isn't a federal crime. This wasn't a campaign contribution. None of that appears to matter. And that's why a lot of us are looking at this and recoiling. This is not how the law is supposed to be.
Anyway, here to weigh in on all of it is Alina Haba. She is Donald Trump's legal spokesperson, general counsel for the Save America PAC. Alina, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And we have to get we have to wait till next Tuesday, a week from today, to find out whether or not the president would even be allowed to attend his son's high school graduation?
Right. The fact that that's even a question is ridiculous, let alone that anybody that observes Passover already knows that if you are selected for this jury, you're not going to be allowed to observe it. This judge is making it incredibly difficult, and we saw it yesterday. You know, they brought them in, they made them wait around while they were doing procedural things that frankly should have been done before the jury pool was selected, before they were sitting there waiting for hours. But that's what you get when somebody doesn't care about taxpayer dollars just being completely wasted, about political animus, and that's what we're seeing in New York time and time again.
So if all of this lawfare and this weaponization of justice, you know, is allowed to be pursued, and you have four separate venues. You have New York, you have D.C., you have Fulton County, Georgia, not friendly territory for anybody that is a conservative or a Republican, let alone somebody with the last name Trump. This judge said that Donald Trump must be there every single day, or in fact, he will be put in jail?
Yeah.
So instead of campaigning in Michigan and North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, he's got to be in a courtroom.
Yeah. And what's more, Sean, is usually judges will give a day off of court for them to hear other motions for other cases. And that day is usually a Friday, so that the plaintiff's counsel and defense counsel can then have a couple days to rework their case and get ready for the following week. What this judge did was give off of Wednesdays. And my theory on that is, so then he's stuck in court Monday, Tuesday in New York. Wednesday's an off day. He has to be back in New York Thursday, Friday, and it forms a sort of paralysis, right? So he can't really travel too far because he has to be back in the middle of the week. It breaks up everything. You know, this is the height of when President Trump wants to be campaigning, wants to be out there. He's not like Joe Biden. He's very active, and his campaigning works. You know, obviously he's familiar with New York. He'll make work what he needs to do. But I think everything here is by design. I don't put anything past them.
What did you make of Alvin Bragg threatening to jail the 45th president if he continues to defy his gag order and be fined $3,000 for three alleged violations of the gag order?
Yeah, well, the gag order, first of all, is unconstitutional. There's a First Amendment right to speech. The fact that we can't address things such as family members, things of that nature that are clearly showing bias, that create a situation where any other judge would have to recuse, the fact that that has been extended, and if you look at the gag order, Sean, it's extended to people in his control, you know, it's crazy. It's what we've seen time and time again. But meanwhile, you have somebody like Michael Cohen out there talking to all the networks, talking about the case, has been promoting it, has been using it as a platform to make money, but the president can't respond. That is so unconstitutional, let alone somebody who's the leading candidate for the Republican Party and nominee. So it's outrageous. And then to say, oh, but we'll jail you. It reminds me of the Carroll case when I was threatened to be put in jail because I objected to evidence. I mean, what we're seeing firsthand is severe Trump derangement syndrome, but more importantly, them assisting Biden because he can't win without their assists. And I think that's really loud and clear to the American people.
What did you make of the questionnaire, the 42 questions, some of which said, okay, they want to know what print publications you might read, cable or network programs or online media or websites you might look at or blogs you might look at, whether or not you watch Fox News or the Wall Street Journal, or whether or not you're on social media platforms, X, Facebook, TikTok. Do you listen or watch podcasts? If so, which ones? Do you listen to talk radio? If so, which programs? I'm sure if anybody says Sean Hannity, that's their ticket right out of that courtroom.
Right. It's funny because the judge actually didn't allow one question that we wanted, which is who did you vote for? And the fact that they allow all these social media questions, well, number one, Sean, you could have a rogue Never Trumper on there that's going to lie. Okay, I'd like to say that you know, individuals are going to be always honest, but you and I both know that's not the truth. So you could have people lying on there. You could have somebody who watches the opposition, watches CNN or watches Fox, truly a liberal. You don't know. But more,
by the way, only 12% of voters in New York City voted for Donald Trump. This is not a place where he's going to have a fair venue and get a jury pool that is fair for him under any circumstances. I think the case should have been moved to another jurisdiction.
Absolutely. And we tried to change the venue. We tried to change the judge. Unfortunately, when the judge himself is the one that makes those determinations, you've got a stacked deck against you. And the lawyers on the team for the criminal trial know what they're doing, but we do have a stacked deck. We really do. I mean, we can't ask if you voted for Biden. We can't ask, who you vote for. Do you work for the Biden campaign? I remember when I was selecting a jury, on the Carroll case just a couple months ago in New York, there were people that we found out were working actively for the Biden campaign that wanted to sit on the jury. I mean, that's what you're dealing with in New York.
Well, the question is, you know, how this all plays out and the timing of it is, I mean, it's so obvious what this is here.
Yeah.
I mean, this case goes back 8 years, really? What is the underlying crime? How come the statute of limitations were allowed to pass on this and they can still bring a case? How does he bring in federal law into what is a local jurisdiction case? How do you pull that off, considering I would think any higher court would immediately see through this and stop it?
Right. So what they're going to do, I think, is becoming more clear to our team, which is use Michael Cohen's campaign finance guilty plea against the president. And you have to remember, like you said, Sean, and your listeners should remember this, they looked at this case. Cy Vance chose not to bring this case. He said he didn't have an underlying action that would work to bring it as a federal crime. And then you have Bragg come out and says, oh, I'm not bringing it either, until President Trump decided he wanted to run again for president. And then they indicted him. So it's no question to me. The motivation here is political. It's a bogus claim. It's something that somebody else violated and pled guilty to. He himself said he pled guilty only because he was afraid for his wife. And now you've got this discredited person who we're relying on and is the basis for something the president wasn't even in New York for. He was in Washington at the White House.
Didn't Stormy Daniels, by the way, deny that any affair took place? Wasn't that done in writing?
She did do that in writing. That's correct. And, you know, the fact that they're bringing up, they did this in 2016, remember, Sean? They brought in women and tried to paint President Trump as this person that is, you know, disrespectful to women and et cetera, et cetera. It's the standard campaign Democrat method. When you have nothing, you attack and you create BS stories. And that's what they're doing here.
On the issue of recusal, now, I think they certainly have opened the door for an avenue of appeal. If, you know, God forbid there's a conviction, which I would say the odds are not in your favor just based on the venue itself. But the fact that the judge and his family, or has a family member that is politically active and even campaigning, I guess, mentioning this specific case, that is a clear-cut case for recusal under New York state law, is it not?
Yes, New York State is actually one of the few states that has a law where if a judge is financially incentivized, not just by himself, but by anybody within 6 degrees of separation of him, then they must recuse. I'm not sure how you could possibly say that this is not a clear instance of that. It's insane. And yes, while it helps us on appeal, we're still taking the president away from the campaign trail for the next 6-7 weeks. And that's time that he can't get back.
Okay, but let's say that there was a guilty verdict in this case, and let's say that this was brought up on appeal. Mm-hmm. What are the odds that case is going to be adjudicated, that appeal will be adjudicated before the November election?
Yeah, unlikely, unless they can get it in an order to show cause, which would be an expedited form. They really, you know, the system is broken. That's the truth. The system is absolutely...
Is there anything you can do preemptively to get a higher court to look at whether or not there's a conflict and a recusal issue here?
Yes, we actually have papers pending. The criminal team does currently. So as soon as it's heard, we would hope before the jury is selected that they would have a chance. But I'll be honest with you, Sean, it's New York. You know, we've seen it again. We're in the state of New York, and the first department is predominantly liberal judges. The departments that would look at any criminal here, you know, that's for civil. For criminal, you know, they've got the same thing. These are liberal judges elected by liberal constituents. So we'll see what is going to happen. The reality is the president wasn't even there. Hopefully the jury will have some sense, but we're in New York, and my faith in the system in New York is very slim, not to mention you can say we have a jury, but when you've got a judge that's not allowing certain questions and evidence to be brought in and the jury never sees it, it doesn't matter how good of a lawyer you are, you're not a magician. You can't make them read your mind. So we have to see. Every day is going to be a challenge. They're going to have to really challenge the evidentiary issues here and get in as much as they possibly can.
All right, Alina Hava, always appreciate your time. The president's spokesperson, legal spokesperson, and also general counsel for the Save America PAC. Alina, I know we'll be talking to you a lot on radio and TV in the weeks ahead. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Sean.
800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. You know, violent crime is committed in America every 24 seconds. When it hits your doorstep, well, one wrong decision could mean losing your home, your freedom, or even worse. And that's because just owning a gun is not enough anymore. Listen, you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. And what I'm about to tell you has never been shared here until now. Rob Chadwick, I've met him. He's the former head of training for the FBI at Quantico. That guy, yeah. Rob and the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, they have created a free video you need to watch so you can get ready for what is coming in 2024. This video is not for everyone. It has one of America's most important law officers giving tips that very few civilians ever get to hear. And it's available only for you, Sean Hannity listeners, for free for a limited time. Go to the website, defendfamily.com, and watch it for free right now. That's D-E-F-E-N-D, family, one word, defendfamily.com. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Will you join me in fighting the epic battle of the millennium? Do you realize since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, abortion states now have seen a huge increase in patients? Now, sadly, babies' lives are more at risk than ever. And that's why Preborn has stepped in, and they use the science of 4D ultrasound to introduce expecting moms to their precious babies, and this science works. When a mom is in crisis and hears that baby's heartbeat or sees him or her on an ultrasound, guess what? They're more than twice as likely to choose life. Now, 5 ultrasounds are just $140. That would help perhaps rescue 5 babies' lives. If you donate now, that just donate securely. You can do it by dialing #250 on your cell, saying the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, preborn.com/Sean. You will never regret helping this organization. Unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity. Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. You know, violent crime is committed in America every 24 seconds. When it hits your doorstep, well, one wrong decision could mean losing your home, your freedom, or even worse. And that's because just owning a gun is not enough anymore. Listen, you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. And what I'm about to tell you has never been shared here until now. Rob Chadwick, I've met him. He's the former head of training for the FBI at Quantico. That guy, yeah. Rob and the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, they have created a free video you need to watch so you can get ready for what is coming in 2024. This video is not for everyone. It has one of America's most important law officers giving tips that very few civilians ever get to hear, and it's available only for you, Sean Hannity listeners, for free for a limited time. Go to the website, defendfamily.com, and watch it for free right now. That's D-E-F-E-N-D, family, one word, defendfamily.com. If babies in their mother's womb could speak, what do you think they'd say? Hi, this is Buck. This is Tom. This is Susie. Did you know that an unborn baby's heartbeat is already beating at 3 weeks? By 5 weeks, you can hear that heartbeat on ultrasound, and that's where Preborn's network of clinics step in, because the heartbeat is the voice of Preborn, and you can share their voice in a big way. Every free ultrasound costs $28. They don't get a penny from the federal government. They need your help desperately, and that's why I bought them two 4D ultrasound machines, because they desperately need the help, and they're helping moms with counseling and all sorts of ways. Just dial #250, #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. You'll never regret helping to save a baby's life. Preborn.com/Sean. Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Your calls are coming up, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. You know, $20 today, it's sad. I mean, it's horrible, because I remember when it was like a treat when I was able to get, you know, a burger and a fries and something to drink, but $20 barely gets you a burger and fries. But I'll tell you what $20 will get you. It will get you unlimited talk, unlimited text, plenty of 5G data, and it's all from my cell phone company, a veteran-owned company known as Pure Talk. And here's the beauty of Pure Talk. You get the same 5G networks as the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. You get the same exact cell tower, same exact ones, the same exact service, but about half the cost. Average family saving close to $1,000 a year for the same service, no contract to sign, no activation fee. And if you make the switch and join the hundreds of thousands of us, and you do it today by dialing #250, saying the keyword save now, do it now, you save an additional 50% off your first month. And it's a company that actually shares your values. Same service, all that money in your pocket. In this Biden economy, every penny counts. #250, keyword save now, from our friends at Pure Talk. Make the switch. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN. We'll get to your calls here in a second. So finally, yesterday, the articles of impeachment from the House, after being delayed a week, were delivered to the United States Senate. Now, we do need 41 senators to stand up and say all business in the U.S. Senate will stop until this House impeachment is dealt with properly, thoroughly, and constitutionally. I think we might get those votes, but you never know with Republicans in the House or Senate. There's always the Rhino Brigade. Anyway, so Mayorkas is testifying, unrelated matter, more budgetary issues that he's dealing with today, and actually said to Congressman Mark Green, "Oh, I've never minimized the challenge that the southern border presents." I'm like, "What? Listen."
Let me ask you this question. Just recently, your last trip here, you actually admitted that there was a crisis at the southwest border. What changed?
Mr. Chairman, nothing changed. I have recognized the enormous challenge that the southern border presents ever since I began my tenure, and actually well before that, then when I served as a deputy secretary.
Let me ask this question then. When you came to Congress and said there was no crisis at the southern border in your first few trips here, no crisis, there's no crisis, secure the border, secure, nothing changed between then and now you're saying it's a crisis?
Mr. Chairman, I have never minimized the challenge that the southern border presents. I didn't minimize it when I served as a federal prosecutor for 12 years from 1989 through 2001.
Again, he's just flat out lying. How do we know? Let me play a nice long montage of the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas saying that the border is secure, the border's closed, border's secure, border's closed. That's all we heard from everybody in the administration. They lied to us for 3 years, but now it's Donald Trump's fault. And oh, no, I've never minimized the challenge at the southern border. And here we are, 10 plus million unvetted Joe Biden illegal immigrants, tens of thousands coming from our top geopolitical foes. I'll remind you the countries, as I do every day, China, Russia, Iran, Syria, Egypt, Afghanistan, just to name a few. But here is the proof that what he said today is another lie, which would be another cause for impeachment. Just say it. Listen.
Secretary Mayorkas, do you continue to maintain that the border is secure?
Yes, and we are working day in and day out to enhance its security, Congressman.
Right. Do you believe that right now there's a crisis at the border?
I think that the answer is no. I think there is a challenge at the border that we are managing.
Congresswoman, the border is secure. And the border is not open.
Let me explain a very important, make a very important point, and that is that the border is secure. The United States Border Patrol secures the border on behalf of the American people.
The bottom line is that U.S. borders are not open.
The border is closed.
The border is secure. The border, we are working to make the border more secure. That has been a historic challenge.
But you do think it's a crisis now?
Brett, it is a challenge that we have been addressing vigorously with all of the tools and resources that we have been provided.
Well, we don't bear responsibility for a broken system, and we're doing a tremendous amount within that broken system.
All right, let's get to our busy phones. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to join us. Chip is in the Live Free or Die state. That would be a great title for a book. Anyway, of New Hampshire. Chip, hi, how are you? Glad you called, sir.
Hi, Sean, I'm a big fan of your show. I listen to you on the radio during the day. I watch your TV show at night. And you know,
thank you, by the way. Thank you very much.
No, you're welcome. With all this talk about, you know, threatening to put Donald Trump in jail and, you know, can they actually do that with him being protected by the Secret Service?
I think the answer to that question is probably yes. Is it complicated? Yes. Would there be a lot of challenges to it? Yes. Is it unprecedented? Yes. But everything that we are now dealing with is unprecedented. You know, you watch the left, these lunatics on cable news. You read any of the mainstream media papers, you know, New York Times, Washington Post. If you watch the networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, they're celebrating this lawlessness. They are celebrating lawfare. They, as long as it's not them that are being victimized by it, what do they care? We have a system that protects you if you are liberal or if you're a Democrat and your last name's Clinton or Biden. But if you are a conservative, you know, they're gonna throw the book at you. And yeah, I think that liberals would love nothing more than Donald Trump in a jail cell, never campaigning. I mean, the idea that he would have to sit through four trials and he has to be there every day for the next 202 days would suit them fine. Because then they basically get to campaign on their terms. And what does that say about the country? Well, and then Donald Trump can still, by the way, Donald Trump can still win. There's one thing that nobody can predict here. He has defied all conventional political gravity to this point. Every arrest, every indictment, every arraignment, every mugshot, now this trial after the civil case. And every time his poll numbers go up, isn't that interesting? Because I think the American people are disgusted and find all of this repulsive, and they see this for what it is. An idea that, you know, 8 years ago, this case was front and center, and they only bring it to trial 203 days before the election yesterday? You got to be kidding me.
Right.
It's- yeah, well, we're losing our country. We're shredding our Constitution. And this is very dangerous for the country. This is basically a post-constitutional America, and it will remain so as long as people like this that don't believe in equal justice or application of our laws are in power. That's why what happens in 202 days matters. Can I be any more urgent than I'm being?
Oh, no, absolutely. We got to vote for Trump. We got to get him back in office.
Yeah, be nice if New Hampshire came over and turned red. It would be very helpful.
Oh, it would be a big plus for us because this state used to be red. It's purple at maybe its best right now.
You know, the problem, you had too many people from Vermont, New York, New Jersey, and other places moving there.
Yeah.
And they've changed your state not for the better.
Oh, we could
anyway,
have a conversation all over the place with this.
I wish you the best, my friend. I do love the people in New Hampshire, especially the rugged individualist that you are. God bless you all. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Liz is in the free state of Florida. Liz, how are you? It's great to be a fellow Floridian. What's happening?
Yes, it is. Sean, I am a fan and a first-time caller, and I thank you for taking my call. I would like to know your thoughts on some issues in that Israel. So we all know Iran is a bully, an enemy of Western civilization, of the United States and Israel, and Israel only wants to live in peace. As we see, they gave away land, you know, hoping for peace. We all know how that ended. So Israel, I feel, has no choice but to take out Iran. But what does that even mean? Do they wipe out all its nuclear facilities, kill all the leaders? Because Iran will retaliate again. It will never end. Now, the question is, Biden has said if Israel retaliates, that the U.S. won't support them. So does that mean that when the missiles and the drones go flying again with even more force, because I feel this past Saturday was just an Iranian test, will Biden send help? That's really my question.
We already know the answer. He's already said he will not help Israel. You know, on the one, he wants to have it both ways. He wants to say that he's helping Israel. And I said this from the beginning, because my sources, which run pretty deep within Israel, were telling me that what Biden is telling the American people is very different than what he's telling the Israeli government behind the scenes. Now, remember, this was the worst terror attack in Israel's history. You know, 1,200 dead Israelis, hundreds taken hostage, among them Americans that are still being held hostage, if they're even alive. And yet, it would be the equivalent of 40,000 dead Americans if we compare and extrapolate out the population. Okay. So why is Joe Biden, why would he ever be pressuring Israel to do anything other than to defeat their terrorist enemies who before October 7th, because I've been there, I've been in the terror tunnels, I've been in the border towns, I've been there. I've seen the 10,000 rockets that had landed in one town alone, a border town with Gaza called Sderot. I've been there. I saw the remains of these missiles that they fired. I saw the underground playground, bunker playgrounds kids play in. This has been their reality forever. If anything, I would argue that Israel now has an opportunity. Iran has opened the door. And if you ask me what my response would be, I can tell you. It would be I would take out the financial infrastructure of the entire state of Iran by knocking out their refineries. And I would then seriously consider taking out their nuclear sites and doing the world a favor. Now, remember, when Iran did this in the past, when they did it to Iraq, later did it to Syria, you know, there was worldwide condemnation. But in retrospect, they did the world a favor. It would be much easier if Prime Minister Netanyahu and Israel had the support of the U.S., but they don't have that support under this president. And the reason why is what makes this really repulsive to me, and probably the lowest moment of Joe Biden's presidency, which is saying something. He's doing it because the radical base that is the new modern leftist Democratic Party, they are supporting the radicals that committed this atrocious act of terrorism against Israel. And they're doing it. Oh, we support the Palestinians. Well, all the terror tunnels that were built, the hundreds of miles of them were built with money that had been earmarked for schools and hospitals and infrastructure. But they used it for terror. So the people of Gaza, the Palestinian people, they voted in Hamas. A poll recently showed 70% of them today would vote in Hamas. So, you know, at this time, war is ugly. I played Winston Churchill many times on this program. All I have to offer is blood, toil, tears, and sweat. What is our aim? Our aim is victory. Victory at all costs against this monstrous tyranny. That's what the message. If we had a real president that didn't abdicate his role on the world stage as the leader of the free world, that would be our position today. People can argue how much support we should give Israel. Israel's just asking to buy weapons from us. They're not even asking for the aid money that Biden so willingly gave Ukraine. But and in comes, you know, Vladimir Putin. He's pledging to support Iran in this conflict. Here we go. Unreal. But it's sad. What would you suggest Israel do?
Well, the thing is that I believe that most of Iran, the people there, they are pro-Israel. They're stuck. So I believe that they should do the same thing, you know, take it all out. Nukes, you know, the leaders. I mean, just remove the vast, you know, leaders that are doing all this. But the thing is that I don't know. I mean, we know that Biden's really not in charge. Is it Obama? Do you think that he's the one? Because I know that
I think it's everybody around Biden and Biden himself have determined that the base of their party is so radicalized that if he offers any more support to Israel, that he will further erode his shrinking base. The polling that stands out the most to me is that Biden is losing the base of the Democratic coalition. And part of it is these radicals, you know, like in Dearborn, that, you know, 18.9% of Democratic primary voters in the presidential elect primary in Michigan voted against Biden. Over 100,000 people. And that number scared the hell out of them. And if it comes down to supporting Israel versus his own political ambition, he's going to choose the latter. And that's what he's chosen. Anyway, I do appreciate your call. Thank you for being with us. 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program.
Up next, our final roundup and information overload hour.
You know, I've never talked about this really publicly, but 9 years ago, I made a decision that changed my life. Why? I saw the direction this country was headed. Crime was escalating. We had politicians and DAs across the country. They'll let the criminals, the cop beaters go free. They'll let people even involved in, you know, they won't throw the book at people that commit murder and rape and homicide. But I've always been a believer that I need to protect my family. And I knew at that time I needed to do more than just have a pistol carry permit, which I've had my entire adult life. And then I decided to join the USCCA. This is 9 years ago. And with the USCCA, you can get firearm education and training, situational self-defense liability insurance, which, by the way, I need to keep my family safe. God forbid that moment comes. And you got to protect your family. The USCCA, if you join like I am a member, well, they're going to be there for you. Now, they've now joined as well with the former head of training for the FBI at Quantico, and they have put together a guide that all of you can download for free, and that's the concealed carry and situational defense guide that they will give you, and proven ways that you can deter criminals, defend your family, stay out of legal trouble. They also have about 8,000 centers around the country that'll teach you situational self-defense. I highly recommend it. I train in this every day. Go to uscca.com/Hannity and put in your email. Get the guide sent instantly for free to your inbox. uscca.com/Hannity. I'm telling you, these are different times. I joined 9 years ago. I've never regretted it. We'll continue.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.